My friends, on October 1st, another interview, a second interview of Pope Francis, this one to the editor, the atheist editor of La Repubblica newspaper, was released worldwide. And I think there was a lot of misunderstanding that came with this in light of the fact that here the Pope is once again leading by example. He's reaching out. This is what Jesus does and did and what he wants us to do. To go across the barriers of society and reach out to those and dialogue with those who perhaps we would not typically be see as friends. But in fact, that's what Pope Francis does. In fact, this atheistic editor talked about how he wanted to give the Pope an embrace through the phone. This touched him and moved him so much. He ends the interview by saying, if the church is like Pope Francis, this will be a great gift, a great positive dimension. He comes away, the atheist interviewer now, with just a greater appreciation and love and respect for the Holy Father. And that's the Pope's message in action. We lead by love. Some have said, and love leads to conversion. Some have complained that the Pope said he's not after proselytizing, and he talks about proselytizing as being solemn nonsense. We have to be clear and accurate about what that means. Proselytism has the connotation that you're seeking conversions by force, the Charlemagne way of old, that you're not respecting a person's freedom, but you're trying to pressure a person into the faith. That is something that is allergic to the church, should be. There should not be proselytism, and the Holy Father rightly identifies that. The Holy Father also talks against clericalism. And again, what's clericalism? Clericalism is where one uses the office of clergy in a way to unjustly wield power or influence or manipulation or pressure. That's also something rightly condemned. The role of clergy is a role of service, love and service, not of superiority, not of power. And I think at times people perhaps are unaware of the need of purgation and purification of these very things in certain circles of the Vatican. Certainly there have been leaks in the last couple of years about issues of corruption and lack of integrity. This Pope was elected to do this. This Pope was elected to clean house, and that's what he's doing. And he's doing it in a radically honest and transparent way. So he calls the editor, he invites him over, he speaks his heart, he talks about the problems with things like proselytism and anti-clericalism, and clericalism, and how the Pope says, I'm anti-clerical when I come up against a clericalist. Yeah, he's saying that when someone's misusing the gift of ordination, that makes the Holy Father feel uneasy. So these are positive acts of self-examination that the Holy Father's calling the church to make. That's good. That's part of purification. He talks about decentralizing the Vatican or having the Vatican less Vatican-oriented. What does he mean by that? He's talking about the fullness of what the Church of Jesus Christ is. Bishops, priests, deacons, religious, the faithful, the world over, Catholic hospitals, Catholic education, not just wondering who is being elected to what congregation in the Vatican. The church is beyond that. He says the Vatican, by its nature, the Holy See, is concerned about many things that has to be temporal, but the church is beyond that in a spiritual family of God, in a spiritual people of God. Of course, he's not going to be doing away with the Vatican and with authority. This is necessary. But decentralizing means, in the spirit of Vatican II, in the proper spirit of Vatican II, collegiality. Let's make sure the local bishop is doing his responsibility, both in terms of upbuilding the church and in terms of disciplining. That shouldn't just be the task of the Vatican. That should be the task of the local church as well. One bishop raised the example of closing a church. Now, if a bishop closes a church on the local level, the people rightly have the possibility of raising an objection. Then it goes to one congregation. After that, if the people are not satisfied, you can go to yet another congregation. And what's happening is massive bureaucracy. Is it not possible, for example, that if the faithful want to question or even respond against a closing of a church, that the Episcopal Conference of a nation, who could have much more details about the specifics, could be involved in the process. So once again, my friends, it's a call of Pope Francis to separate substance and accidents, the essentials from the non-essentials. At the present situation, there's about 4.5 billion people, if not 5 billion, that are not Christian. There's a billion Catholics, there's 1.5 billion other Christians. Uniting that, we have 2.5 billion Christians. There's 4.5 billion people who are not Christian. Pope Francis is seeking to keep the Catholic essentials in a new approachable package. That's something good. And at the same time, he's doing what he was elected to do. He's cleaning house. He's purifying the Vatican of elements of anything close to clericalism or power in office that does not please Jesus. Once again, as I said after the first interview, stay with Pope Francis. Appreciate his reaching out. See that through the dialogue of love, conversion happens. But if you approach someone and says, my goal is to convert you, there's a blockade. This is not the way Jesus did it. This is not the way we should be doing it. But of course, we're after souls. Of course, we seek all to accept Jesus. That's why Pope Francis is also launching the new evangelization with a similar type of love and concern. Now, we're in the month of October. This is the Rosary month. I ask each of you, pray the Rosary in a special way. Pray a Rosary for Pope Francis and for a proper understanding of what he's doing for the love and the beauty of the Church, also the necessary purification of the Church, and how that will impact the world. Use the powerful prayer of Our Lady and the Rosary to assist Pope Francis in bringing the Church into its full beauty and splendor. Let's follow the Vicar of Christ. Let's follow our Peter. Let's ask Our Lady to assist his mission and our understanding of his mission and the ultimate promulgation of the truth of Jesus Christ for all. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli saying thank you. God bless you.